name is Alec Donaldson, and I will be conducting this interview on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust.
The date is the 4th of August 2009.
If you could please state your full name, your date of birth, and where you're from.
My name's Ashley Liston. My date of birth is 25/6/58, and I'm from Gateshead.
And how are you doing today?
I'm pretty good, yeah.
So how did you initially hear about the project?
I think it was just media coverage and being aware of having a daughter who's studying fine art down in London. So I think she was one who prompted me about the project.
And what actually inspired you to put yourself forward?
Well, like a lot of people who are coming here, I'm a bit of a fan of Gormley. I guess it's the Northeast connection. I live just a stone's throw from the Angel in Gateshead, and was very much interested in following that, and have been amazed at how it's had such an impact in the Northeast. And I think there's quite a connection there, which has really put Gateshead on the map. And my family have followed a lot of his work since then.
And how did you feel when you found out you had a place?
So I was slightly anxious when it was 4 a.m, because I knew I was going to be working on either days on either side. But it feels good, actually. In fact, the more I realised it was a quiet early morning slot, I thought, that's just me. I'll enjoy that.
So what are you planning on doing on the plinth?
Well, I'm here just to sort of perhaps celebrate the connection with the Northeast, and hence I'm wearing my Newcastle United shirt with Gormley on the back, just perhaps recognising that Auntie Gormley has done a lot for the Northeast. The Angel has just been a phenomenal success, and Gateshead has always been a town that's been in the shadow of Newcastle, and I think it's really put it on the map. I think the work that he's contributed towards the Baltic in Gateshead has been fantastic. And, the guy has just been somebody who's able to connect his art to ordinary people. And I think that's been a fantastic achievement.
So, do you remember the first time you saw the Angel of the North?
Well, I was there when it was constructed. My daughter and I went along on one Sunday morning and witnessed the thing arriving and being constructed, and being born, basically. And it was great to see that, so I think since then we've really felt an affinity with that project.
And so are you quite aware of his work?
Well, I guess just the local collections mainly, yeah.
And have you always been based in Newcastle? Do you actually live in Newcastle?
I live in Gateshead and work in that area. I remember well driving past the actual area where the Angel was being constructed, and for months before there was really any word of the project. They were drilling and putting the foundations down, and I remember being inquisitive just what on earth they were doing with this engineering project, and it became evident that they were putting the foundations down to the bedrock, ready for this fantastic sculpture to arrive. So it was quite good fun just having this sort of awakening of something interesting happening, and then just seeing what was happening. And obviously there was some good publicity beforehand about the project that Gateshead Council had initiated. So it was good just to see it, and particularly that day when it arrived, and Anthony Gormley was around on that day, and he was great. Just remember the way he interacted with the crowd, just chatted about what he was wanting to achieve, answering questions in a very honest and open way, really impressive.
And what kind of effect do you think his piece has had on Gateshead and the kind of surrounding communities?
Well, everyone sees it. People, you come on the A1, if you come on a train, it's in your face, and people stop and ponder. And people, I drive past that sculpture very regularly at all sorts of times of the day and night, and there's always someone around. So it's just great to see the thing be appreciated, and the way that it's just been adopted and integrated into that community, it's lovely to see. And especially though there was perhaps, it was quite relatively controversial when it first arrived. A lot of people felt it was sort of inappropriate, waste of money, And there was a bit of an outcry from various sources, but I think people really recognise that it's something that's been very special.
And how do you think it pairs to this project?
Well, it's static. It's, you know, it's part of a that community. This perhaps is something that's a bit more dynamic, perhaps. And the concept of, you know, the angel is obviously something that very much is linked with the Northeast. This is something that seems to seek to portray this land and the people in it. And I like, and it's great to feel that, you know, I've come trundling down from the Northeast and representing that part of our country. So yeah, I mean, it's something that is seeking to be, you know, this portrait of Great Britain in this day and age is good.
Yeah. So can I ask you a little bit about what you do?
I work as a family doctor, as a GP.
Okay. And is this something that you've been doing for a while?
Yeah, 20 years or so, yeah.
And what was it that initially inspired you to get involved in medicine?
Oh my, that's quite a question. At 4 in the morning. I don't know. I always thought I would enjoy caring for people, and it's turned out to be pretty much the case.
Sure.
Yeah.
And how's your work kind of evolved over time?
If you work in the NHS, things are always changing, but basic skills and the basic craft of family medicine is the same as it's always been. It's based on relationship and providing good health care, but it's about knowing people and treating them as individuals.
Yeah. And what's your relationship with Newcastle as a city like?
Love it, yeah. I went there to study medicine and in 1977 and haven't moved away since. My family have been brought up there. I think I'll be sticking around for a wee while yet.
And where are your family from?
Well, I was born in Newcastle, but brought up in the in Bristol area and Leeds, and returned home, perhaps.
Okay. And just to go back to your hour, what are you actually bringing up onto the plinth with you?
Well, I'm just bringing me, and I recognise that at 4 in the morning it's likely to be very quiet. I'm really looking forward to it's dark now, and I'm looking forward to seeing the sun. Well, the light appearing anyway, and I've got some things I want to read. I've got some scripture. I'm a Christian, and it's going to be good to read some lovely passages of scripture. My sister's given me a book by Wood Blake, Songs of Innocence and Experience, which I think might be good for me, but I'll see what I make of that. And I've got to catch up on some BMJs as well. I've stuck them in the bag as well, so I think I might read some BMJ journals. I'm just enjoying. I'm going to make a cup of tea, and if anyone's around, I might chat to them. But I think it'll be fairly quiet.
Okay. And have you been are you a practicing Christian?
Yeah.
And have you been a Christian all of your life?
No. I decided I'd become a follower of Jesus when I was about 14.
Okay. And was there anything that instigated this?
I mean, somebody introduced me to who Jesus was and how you can know him, and that was when I was 14, and you know, I've kept going ever since, and it's been a big part of my life.
And what are your hopes, fears, expectations for your hour?
I'm hoping for peace, actually. The little piece that I put on the site, I reflect on the fact that I'm a fairly quiet sort of guy, and doing something that's sort of in the public eye is not perhaps something I would naturally do, but I recognise it's a very quiet time of the day, and I like the idea that I'll perhaps find some peace there. You know, you're away from the crowds, and perhaps as somebody who enjoys, for instance, walking in the Lake District and enjoys mountaintop experiences, it may be a bit of that, just the sense of actually being in a different place and just being able to wonder at and to see things from a different perspective. So it just feels a very interesting project, and it might just be an interesting experience, but we'll see.
And you mentioned the fact that do you hike? Do you climb?
I love walking. I love walking, yeah.
And what's your relationship with, would you say you're more of a city person or...
I don't know what I am. I live in a city.
Yeah.
I feel very much at peace in the Lakeland Hills, and you know, and there's something about being on the top of a mountain which is particularly special. But I just like beauty, and you know, the Lakeland Hills is a place where there's a lot of beauty.
Yeah. And are you doing today? Are you doing it for anybody in particular?
No. I think I might be doing it for Nick Ormley, actually.
And how long have you been interested in his work for?
Well, I guess it would just be with the Birth of the Angel project. Yeah, that's probably when I first became aware of his work in particular.
Yeah.
So that's about 11 years.
And how do you think, as an individual, you'll kind of contribute to the project as a whole?
I don't know. I think that's for other people to judge if I've contributed anything at all. But I'm just happy to be here and be part of it.
And how are you feeling about the live streaming?
Well, I have often had a little look in when I'm at work, and had a little nosy in at seeing what other people are doing. And I can't believe all that many from this country are going to be up at 4 a.m. watching it. But you know, if they are, I hope they say hi, and I might give them a wave. But it doesn't bother me too much.
And ultimately, what kind of experience are you wanting to get out of today?
Well, I think I just want to get home and do my day's work at the end of it and be reasonably credible. You know, I'm just looking forward to the experience. In some ways, it's just an hour standing on a piece of concrete, but it's a special experience. And I think I'll just reflect on it afterwards and just think, you know, what it's achieved for me, what the artistic project has achieved generally. So, you know, it's hard to say.
Great. Thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's great. Thanks.